going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this is where I would usually give you guys like a preamble. I don't have that today because we have important news. Now, we're out at Reiselman Nissan. We would have had a little bit more production for this, but we're a little limited today. You guys know that I have been fascinated by this prison escape story in New Orleans. If you missed it, there were 10 inmates that escaped exactly 6 weeks ago. Now, three of them got instantly captured. One of them got captured on Bourbon Street. Now, I've never escaped from jail before, but I have been to New Orleans and I have been to Bourbon Street. If I am an inmate that has escaped, you know where I'm not going? The touristy part of town. That information was not heeded in this, and they were captured. Little by little, they have been capturing different people. I'm here to tell you that now there is only one, Rob. Antoine Massey has been captured. 9 people escaped, or 10 people escaped, 9 have been captured. There is still one more inmate that is out there. Let me read you the story from Fox 8 Live. Jailed escapee Antoine Massey was captured Friday. Where do you guys think he was captured at? He has been out of prison for 6 weeks, roaming the United States. Where do you think he was captured at?
Boy, I hope it's not Baton Rouge or something around the corner.
In New Orleans.
Of course.
Rob, come on now. They found him in New Orleans. He was in a house by himself. They found it surrounded by authorities. Now, we know what happened here. The reward money was $50,000. Somebody called the police and told them where he was. Now, I'm not advocating you escape from a prison. I'm really not. I'm not advocating you to do anything that puts you in prison. You want to know where you would find... I've had 6 weeks? I told you guys from the very beginning, if you give me 6 weeks and they find me, they might find me. I'm going to be in Montana. That's where I'm going to be. If they found me after 6 weeks, I'm telling you, I would be living in the mountains in Utah. I'd be in North Dakota. How did they find you in New Orleans after 6 weeks? They found you. 6 weeks to the day. There's only one person that is captured. His name is Derek Groves now. I know we're having a little fun here. They need to find Derek Groves. He's killed 4 people in his life. They need to find him immediately. But $50,000 reward, they're going to pay the reward out. There were 10. Now there is one. Antoine Massey. He is back in jail. You remember Antoine Massey is the one who made the Instagram video a couple of weeks ago where he was asking Lil Wayne and Donald Trump to pardon him and help. He said he was innocent. He said he had information that would lead to his innocence. Now, I haven't seen this information. He never posted this information, but he says, I didn't do it. Lil Wayne, help me. That's what he said.
Obviously the go-to source for help,
Lil Wayne. Sure. Hey, Lil Wayne, can you talk to President Trump to help me? But he has now been captured. Antoine Massey back in jail. They found that man in New Orleans. I cannot get over this. You've had 6 weeks. You were down the street. Down the street.
Can you imagine escaping prison in Kansas City and you're in Kansas City? I mean, just come on.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. But I'm glad they caught him. They said that, right here, a marshal officer confirmed that the arrest came after a Crime Stopper tip. Yeah, for $50,000, I bet it did. Hey, man, I know where he is. He's down the street. My cousin just saw him yesterday. Yeah, and I'm sure he did. I saw him. He was eating a po' boy. Hey, he right down there. They called the police. Then he was just magically in the house by himself. Yeah, the person you was staying with is the person that called the police and told them where you were. So we'll see. There's one person left, Derek Groves. He remains at large. We'll see if and when he gets captured. I know we have more important things to talk about. I know, but I mean, this show has told you a commitment. Anytime we get an update on this story, oh, trust me, we will be covering this until all 10 of the inmates are back in custody. All right, coming up in a little bit, Vern's going to join us on the show. Really happy to catch up with Vern and talk about the Royals. All right, a couple of things before we do that. So there was a letter that was written yesterday by the Kansas City Chiefs in regards to the future of downtown stadium. Now, I'm not going to read you the entire letter. I would just highly encourage you to do a Google search, and you can find the letter, and you can read it for yourself. But I do think that the letter is really, really important, and I really think a lot of it is just simply a matter of perspective. If you are looking at this from the Kansas side, I think the letter is the most positive thing that we have had in the aspects of the team moving across state line in this entire process. It reads like a team that is preparing to move, that understands that they are leaving a state, leaving a city, leaving a county, and I don't think this just as easy as, hey, I'm about to go. It reads as a team that is going through the process of moving across state line and preparing to build a new stadium. That's how it reads if you want to read at it from the Kansas perspective. On the other side, from the Missouri side, there's nothing really new in there. It's a girl that you and her are taking a break, and she told you she wants to date other people. That is simply confirming that she is now going on dates with other people. That's all the letter says. Hey, we've been talking to Kansas. We're having good conversations with Kansas. We want to keep the line of communication open and do what's right for the Chiefs. I mean, we know they've been doing that. They've been doing that for a year with Kansas, openly in front of everybody. So I don't think there's anything new particularly in this letter. It is the Chiefs confirming what we know. They've been having conversations with Kansas about building a new stadium out by the Legends. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. It feels like we are in a holding pattern right now. This feels like news, but it's really not news. We know what the two paths are. One path is the business side of it. I made the analogy earlier. We talk about sometimes do you do things with your heart or with your head? If you were doing this with your head, then the right play is to move to Kansas. It is hard to argue the financials if that's the road that they choose to go down. You will get a brand new stadium, a new practice facility, a multi-use facilities, a lot of different things that come with it. The other side is the heart. The other side is preserving a 60-year legacy of a stadium and continuing to add to it. So we'll talk more about this coming up in a bit. I do want to talk to Vern in the 5 o'clock hour about the Royals, but I would highly encourage every resident in the area to read it. This is a really important decision that affects all of us. In some way, it affects all of us. And the Chiefs and the Royals are still deciding what they want to do long-term regarding their stadiums. Let's head to the phone lines right now. Speaking of stadium, let's head to Kauffman Stadium with Shohei Ohtani coming into town. Josh Vernier joins us on the show, our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing very well. How's everything going out there?
Doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you join us on the show today. I said this earlier, I think this is the first series that's not about the Royals. So much of this season has either been about going out there and seeing the team that made the postseason last year, or going to celebrate Jack Caglione, or celebrate what they accomplished in 14 or 15. It feels like fan morale is really low right now. That a lot of the people that are going out there, this is about, hey, the Dodgers are coming to town, the best team in baseball, the number one offense. See Mookie Betts, see Freddie Freeman, see Shohei Ohtani. He's going to pitch tomorrow. This is the first time that it feels like people are going out there for the road team and not necessarily the home team.
I agree, but to look at it through the lens of the home team, and I understand that this is incredibly an optimistic viewpoint for this upcoming series with the defending World Series champions, and it probably won't be a great reflection of the Royals if they are akin to the Chargers and Raiders, right? Every single year, the worst teams in the NFL always play their best against the Chiefs because they're the Chiefs, they're the class of the NFL, and you're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, my hope is seeing Shohei and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and the defending champs in the other dugouts. Maybe a lot of these Royals, you know, for as much as we think this is the same team from last season, 12 of the 26 guys that are currently on this roster were not a part of the playoff team from a season ago. Those that were, a large majority of them, were able to grind their way through that 106-loss season of 2023. So my hope is them being on the same field with the class of Major League Baseball and arguably the greatest player to ever play this game in Shohei Ohtani, maybe it reminds them that, man, this is the big leagues. You know, instead of gripping it so tight, go out there and have fun because absolutely nobody, including your own fan base, expects you to not only win, no one's expecting the Royals to win, no one expects you to score. So go out there and just play free and easy because, for like you're saying, fans coming out here to see the Dodgers, I think, is also another way of saying there are no real expectations for this team this weekend. So hopefully we see a team that acknowledges that squad in the other dugouts demands a certain type of focus and execution. If you're going to have any chance of competing with this ball club, you've got to play lasered in. And you also have to have fun, man, because Mookie Betts is going to have fun. Teoscar Hernandez is always having fun. Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, man, not only are they some of the greatest to ever do it, they also enjoy doing it. Royals could take a page out of that book.
Vern, I've been saying about this team, I think the Royals are – I think this is the worst kind of team that you can cheer for. This is a team that doesn't score at home. So when you buy a ticket and you go out there, they don't score. They're a team that just – they don't score, period. I think that's the worst kind of team to cheer for. This would be different if they were losing these games like 9-7, hitting home runs, stealing bases. It was like a fun, entertaining. I mean, in these last 10 games, I mean, it has basically been they get down 2-0 in the first three innings of the game, and it feels like that's it, that no matter how great they pitch, they score one run that day and they lose these tightly contested games. It's just been a draining last 10 home games for the Royals.
Yeah, you're telling me, and they're one loss away from matching the club record for consecutive losses here at home, which means lose tonight, lose tomorrow, and that's a new Royals franchise record for futility, consecutive futility here at home. Yeah, it's certainly been difficult to watch, although the reason why, if any team, no, I don't want to say if any team, but if you want to remain optimistic about a club that is five games below 500, well, we could point to last year's Detroit Tigers team, who was six games below 500 at this point of the season and still managed to make their way into October. But if you're going to turn this thing around, I'm not saying they are, but if you want to believe that they're going to, the best way to do that is to have outstanding starting pitching and an all-world talent. And we know the Royals still have that with this rotation. and with Bobby Witt Jr. So there is still time, there is still hope, but there isn't much data, not many statistics to point to and say, see, that right there is why we're about to turn it around.
Yeah, and Vern, that's why, at least to me, somebody needed to get let go today. I'm not saying it has to be J.J. Piccolo, but just somebody's key card couldn't work today. They lost 10 wow. consecutive home games, 10 consecutive. They haven't won a game in June. They don't score. Like, I'm looking at the hitting coach, and I think you and I agree, letting go of the hitting coach is not going to solve all of their problems. But, you know, you and I have had performance reviews where you and I got to sit down with Spec and talk about the show and how we're doing. I don't really know what your why you should keep me on board speech is if you're Alex Zumwalt. You are last in runs by a decent margin. You're last in home runs by a decent margin. You're last in walks. You're last with hits and runners in scoring position. Like, a lot of the foundational pieces you need to score runs, the Royals don't have. I wanted the Royals to send some kind of message today of, to me, they have got rid of a lot of the lower pieces. They got rid of MJ. They got rid of Hunter Renfro. They got rid of these pieces. Now it's time to start moving up the food chain a little bit, and somebody from their hitting department had to be let go today.
Yeah, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. All right, so you fire one of the hitting coaches, and then we just proceed with the other two and the same hitters. Personally, I don't want my organization to bend a knee to the fan base and to serve up a body because they're frustrated. I would like to think the organization has the big picture in mind. I just don't know what's accomplished other than a few people on Twitter are satisfied that someone's no longer with a job.
I don't disagree with that logic, but sometimes teams just have to do things that make us feel good. That I'm with you. That sometimes, you know, your manager goes out there.
Every time they've done that, it's been stupid. Terry Bradshaw, you know, I've seen it half a dozen times in the past decade and a half, and nothing comes of it.
I don't disagree with you. Honestly, like, you and I would say on this, are really on the same page. I think it is more for appearances than anything. But we were just talking about this right before you hopped
on. But they're not going to come out regardless. I mean, again, you know, the fans have done terrific, especially during the over the course of this 10-game losing streak. No, they're turning up just the other day, yesterday, right? 20,000 coming out on an afternoon game. Royals are doing great as a fan base. But the number you're going to hit as far as attendance is going to be the number you're going to hit whether they fire a hitting coach or not. Them firing, take your pick, one of the hitting coaches isn't going to bring people to the ballpark. It's not going to get people to sign up for FanDuel Sports. The Royals see no gain in firing a hitting coach other than on social media.
So, I mean, so I guess the question would be, and I think I know the answer, but I have to ask you anyway, like, so then the plan for the Royals offense is just to keep doing this until the end of the year and then we just start over? Like, I'm with you. Their biggest problem is twofold. A, they don't have enough good players, especially in the outfield, that can drive runs. And B, a lot of the key players that they were counting on. You and I talked about the
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the very beginning of the season about their core four. Their core four has underperformed at every single turn. So a lot of these problems, I agree with you, they are October, November, December issues and not really middle of the summer issues. Where is it left to turn for this offense that obviously needs something? They need some spark. Yeah. They need something.
Yeah, I think it's on the front office, you know, because the team that they put together was relying on two of these three guys to come alongside Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi and do something big. Melendez, Massey, Mikel. Mikel's answered the bell, but that's it, right? Massey's done nothing, Renfro nothing, Melendez nothing. I think Jack Caglione will only get better over the course of the final 80 games of the season. Jonathan India, as you mentioned, has been a disappointment. So, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, they're one trade acquisition away. You can bring in Hank Aaron if you want. You're still not going anywhere if Salvi, Vinny, India, and Bobby don't pick it up, which tells me you're either in a position as an organization where you need to make multiple moves, and maybe you need to make a big move as far as parting with one of these bats that you've been waiting on. Vinny, Mikel, to me, Jonathan India's trade stock is pretty low, so I don't know how appetizing he would be to another team. But this core isn't working. And, yeah, to your point of, so are we just going to keep running it out there and say it's on the players to get it turned around? Yeah, that's been the case so far. And to me, I can no longer look at these 13 hitters after they've told me for 81 games we're not capable of getting it done on a nightly basis. I can't keep looking at them and saying, well, we'll go do it. Do it starting to – no. So now it's on the architect, the man that's putting this thing together, to change the pieces that you're using, to change the men that are going out there and falling short. Maybe it's a big move. Maybe it's akin to what the Atlanta Braves did a few seasons ago when they bring in a slumping Jorge Soler and bring in Jock Peterson and bring in Adam Duvall and completely remake their outfield. And they went all the way and won the World Series back in 2021. Now they had injuries that were, they lost Ronald Acuna, which necessitated them to go out and bring in another bat, but they brought in three, four different bats. Maybe that's the type of overhaul this roster needs.
Vern, excuse me, I'm not really sure people want to have this conversation right now, and that's perfectly fine. I'm really excited for Shohei coming here. You
no
don't
doubt.
Get a whole lot of opportunities like this. Like, I remember, this was back, 03, 02. It was an interleague series. Barry Bonds came into town, and, people went out there because you wanted to see Barry. Barry hit a home run, and, he got a standing ovation from everybody just because you realized what you were seeing. It was greatness. You never know if you get another chance to see Barry Bonds hit a home run. I'm really excited just to see Shohei, especially to go out there tomorrow and watch him pitch. I mean, I looked it up. Pedro Martinez only pitched three times at Kauffman Stadium in his career. You don't get a guarantee that this happens 8-9 times. I get a chance to see a player of his magnitude pitch and then turn around and then hit second for a team. I'm really excited to have him in town.
No, that's because you're a sports fan. The same way, yeah, you're a Royals fan, but the fact that Aaron Judge hit a ball 470 feet when you were in the building – that's something that you're never going to forget. And you'll never forget seeing Shohei Ohtani on the mound and then leading off leading off the game and then taking the mound in the bottom of the first. You're never going to forget that. I mean, shoot, man, sitting here at the stadium in my booth watching Shohei walk by in his New Balances. That's a pretty cool moment as well. Seeing again, Babe Ruth, I could reach out and touch him. He's right there. Yeah, listen, in the history of this stadium, tomorrow's going to be just the fourth time ever, or rather, Shohei's going to be the fourth former MVP in the history of this building to take them out. So, yeah, it's historic, and if you can find your way into the building, it'll be something you never forget.
Vern, I appreciate your time. It's funny because when in the subject of the hitting coach, you're not wrong, in my opinion, but I'm not sure if you're right. Like, it's you have this, like, weird of, like, oh, you make a lot of really good points, but I also strongly disagree with what you just said, you know?
Yeah, hey, it'd be great if it was just replace one dude and this whole team would be fixed. Now, we could go hitter by hitter if you wanted to, but I know that doesn't interest you. If you look at all 13 hitters, you know, who do we point to the hitting coach and say you're responsible for him struggling? We could have that discussion if you want, but it's pretty nuanced and rather long.
You know what? Why don't we do that next week? Because I'm just guessing. I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm just going to say this, that the Royals, I'm going to guess they lose this weekend like 16 to – yeah, I'm just going to guess they lose like 16-3 this weekend in the combined games. And then next time I talk to you, we can have this conversation about the offense. I'm happy to do it.
I'll talk to you on Tuesday, buddy.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. We can talk more about this coming up on the other side, and I understand why the text line is frustrated with Vern and his opinion on this. As I told Vern, I don't think Vern is wrong, but I don't think that Vern is right either. Like, it's weird. I think what Vern is saying, like the core of it, I think the core of what Vern is saying is true. I don't think that firing Alex Umwalt does anything for this season. I don't think so. I don't think that the Royals fire their hitting coach and all of a sudden they turn their offense around and now the ballpark is – I don't think that. But I do think sometimes as an organization you have to do things, A, to appease the fans. I also think at sometimes like you have to send a message as an organization, and I don't think you can undersell that. The same way that we talk about teams that end up giving players contracts and raises when you don't have to. It just sends a good message to the rest of the locker room. I do think that if the Royals did something and just communicate, hey, we're going in a different direction offensively, I think that's a positive for everybody. So it's a really interesting point of view from Vern. I'm happy to keep talking about it. We'll do that more coming up on the other side. Keep it right here, Mr. Drive. I want to read this text. Sita, honestly, I don't give a blank about another player being in my hometown. I know you don't necessarily care, but that's just me. I mean, you're allowed to feel that way. I like sports. Maybe I'm weird. Like, I don't need my team to be in it for me to enjoy watching sports or watching a really competitive game. Like, Team A is playing Team B and the game is close. I'm into it, you know? I don't need to watch big blockbuster movies to enjoy a movie. Sometimes, you know, you just watch it, like, you know, going into it, this movie's just not going to be that good, but it's fun, you know? So I get it. If you only watch sports for your hometown team, I get it. I watch sports for that, and I watch sports for the other reasons. I like watching greatness. I tell you all the time, I don't like soccer. It's not something I enjoy. I'm excited for the World Cup. You're telling me the best version of soccer is coming, you know? The best version is coming. I'm not a big wrestling person. WrestleMania's have. This is the best version of it. I do not know how to play poker. No clue how to play poker. I was watching the World Series of Poker. These are the best poker players in the world. The best baseball player in the world is in Kansas City. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in watching that guy play. I'm really excited about watching him. Tomorrow he's going to pitch. You know how rare. We may never see anything like this. He is going to pitch and then turn around and hit in the same game, possibly in the same inning. That's wild to me. I want to see that in person, just as someone who enjoys sports and competition.
Also, you can have both. You can cheer and like sports for your hometown team while also simultaneously going out there to appreciate.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Shape the greatness. This is not a one-for-one. I'm not comparing Shohei Ohtani to this player at all, but I think you'll get what I'm saying. I have Kansas basketball season tickets. I go to a lot of Kansas basketball games. Do you know what I saw one year in my Kansas basketball season ticket package? I saw Tyrese Halliburton play for Iowa State. He, before his Achilles injury, he almost willed a team to an NBA Finals title. Do you know what I saw when I saw Tyrese Halliburton? I saw a really good college basketball player who turned into a really good pro basketball player. I enjoyed my hometown team, and I took appreciation of the great player that was in my town playing. I've seen a bunch of really good players play college football at Kansas. I've seen a bunch of really good NFL players play at Arrowhead Stadium, other than the Chiefs. You can appreciate the hometown team while also being out there and be like, oh, that's something special. No one's saying it to go out there and cheer for Ohtani, but you can go out there and appreciate Ohtani and appreciate your hometown team at the same time. The two should not be mutually exclusive.
Yeah, so that's just kind of where I am. And again, I will be very, very curious to see if that is a draw and a motivation for a lot of people. It is a motivation for me. You and I are really excited to see Paul Skeens pitch in a couple of weeks here in Kansas City.
We saw Aaron Judge, and it was cool.
Yeah, like we're talking about, I mean, Paul Skeens might be the best pitcher in baseball, and he's planning on pitching in Kansas City in a couple of weeks. I plan on being there. I just want to see it with my own eyes. I want to see it. I'm very much excited for that. So coming up this weekend, the Royals are playing the Dodgers. Let's just set this up. How many runs do you think they score this weekend? Like right now, if I set the over-under on Royals runs this weekend, I'll set it at 3.5. I'll set it at 3.5. Do they score more than 3.5 runs this weekend over their next three games? Because I know that sounds ridiculously low. They hit the under in this most recent series. You know what I mean? They hit the under in the most recent series. I'm going to set the over-under at 3.5. You're taking the over or the under?
I'm going to be the eternal optimist. I'm going to take the over. A, that number's just comically low.
I
know why the number's comically low.
I'm not saying
you're wrong for saying the number there. That is the correct number to set it at. I'm going to take the over because it's comically low. And two, and I was listening to Jake Eisenberg, who was on with Cody and Gold the other day when I was driving to the office, and he pointed out that the Dodgers' greatness is built on their offense, which is incredible. But the other part of the Dodgers is their team ERA is like 4-2, which is not bad, but it's not great. So you figure
they're
over the course
to,
of three games.
They're going
games,
against the Royals, too. Let me ask you this.
They got to score two in one game, and I win. That's all it takes.
Let me ask you this, then. I'll switch it up, then. I'll set Royals shutouts this weekend at 0.5.
Yeah, over. Over.
You're saying one of these three games they don't score.
I think it's tonight. I think it's Dustin May on the hill for the Dodgers, and when he's healthy, he's one of the better pitchers in baseball. Shohei's is great, and Shohei's awesome, but he's gonna go like two innings. The bullpen things eventually go left sometimes with bullpen games. So I think tonight's the night. I think there is one shutout. I think the Royals eat it. I think if you're going to K tonight or you're driving the K right now getting ready for Royals and Dodgers, I think there's a chance you see a game Noah Cameron has pitched in four or five times this year. They lose like 1-2 because Noah Cameron's a good pitcher.
He is.
I just don't know the Royals can muster an offense against Dustin May.
I'm not here to be pessimistic about the Royals pitching. You think they're holding the Dodgers to one run? The Dodgers are the number one scoring offense.
I mean, the Royals have held good offenses all year to one.
This is by far and away
one is insurmountable.
No, this is the best one by far and away they've seen. And
they did the Yankees. They lost the game 1-0 to the Yankees. You was the same thing. You're only going to hold the Yankees to one?
Like that's fair. I can't argue that.
I would also argue that one is sometimes insurmountable for this team.
Sometimes. It's been like that for 10 days. It's really hard to say. If the Royals get swept this weekend, they will not have won a game at Kauffman Stadium in the month of June. You know how crazy that is?
It's actually really difficult.
You know what I mean? You know how crazy that is? If they get swept this weekend by the best team in baseball, which is a very realistic possibility, they will be noticeable underdogs in all three of their games. Mm-hmm. They will have not won a game in the month of June at Kauffman Stadium. That's really, really difficult to pull off.
I mean,
nearly impossible to pull off.
If that happens, I'll pull the stat for Monday. I am curious if there is ever a team that did. Maybe that team that had the long losing streak in 02 would have had to have done that just because the timeline. But if the 2025 Royals do something the 02, 06,
that's hard to
99
do.
Royals weren't doing, that it's almost impressive, the level of futility.
How are you feeling about Kansas right now?
Kansas basketball?
No, Kansas. The
there's some Darren Peterson highlights that came across my timeline. I was going to talk about Darren Peterson.
Not Kansas.
We haven't done it today yet. There needs to be more Darren Peterson talk on the program.
Let me rephrase. How are you feeling about Kansas and their pursuit of trying to get the Chiefs or Royals over there? Because even this week, it has been a roller coaster. Just this one week, it has been a roller coaster. At the beginning of the week, you were pessimistic. The middle of the week, you're optimistic. We're closing out this week. I actually kind of feel like this is the last Royals Stadium conversation we're going to have for a little bit. I don't think we're getting any more news for a while. I think this is it. I think we'll have the mayor on the show on Monday. We'll put a bow on this.
He'll and be then, excited.
And then we'll put this back in the file cabinet, and we'll pick this up when they give us a breadcrumb of news in late August that, oh, they're getting close. Oh, they're getting close.
Well, and Mark Donovan talks to the media on July 21st when camp opens, so I'm sure he'll tell us all about how they're just in the process on that day. To answer your question, I am more excited today and more optimistic today than I was earlier this week. It is me seeing things through a Kansas prism, and I acknowledge that full well. But it's hard for me not to shake the feeling that if the Chiefs were dead set on, we want to stay at our historic venue, we have the mechanism to renovate our historic venue, everyone, including John Ketz, you, me, John Holt, feels like if they go on the ballot whatever day, they can get their own tax to renovate their building. It felt like everything's pushing towards the Chiefs want Arrowhead, the city wants Arrowhead, Arrowhead's going to be renovated, boom, they're going to make their own Lambo out of the Truman Sports Complex. That's how everyone's feeling, and then you wake up and you see a note that says, Mark Donovan's telling Kansas, hey, we're not done with you yet. The same way people on the text line keep saying, you know, if they wanted the Kansas deal, why didn't they take it? Well, if they wanted the Missouri deal, why did they extend the Kansas deal? Why do they keep negotiating? We know what the Missouri deal is. It's Jackson County plus the state, renovate Arrowhead, it becomes a gorgeous Lambeau-type facility. They're clearly not 100% sold on that, and just that alone gives me a little bit of optimism that, hey, the brand-new, shiny, can-host Final Fours venue is still in the running, and it should be in the running until the very end because that is a huge, huge deal for our city.
So we have the information. I want to go ahead. You don't even got to do the work. There have only been three teams in the history of Major League Baseball to lose all their games in a month. The last time that this happened was the Toronto Blue Jays in 1981. Mm. 1981. So if the Royals get swept this weekend by the Dodgers, they will be just the fourth team in the history. You know how long they've been playing baseball for?
It's been a while.
Think about that. You know how long they've been playing baseball? 1899. That's how long they've been playing Major League Baseball. Only three teams have ever done this, and the Royals got to beat Shohei Ohtani in order to avoid being on this list. 1981!
I mean, if you're going to break that streak, might as well do it against the best team in baseball. That's No better time than now.
You know what? That's a great way to end this segment. Keep right ears to drive. Rob, I'm a little disappointed. You always talk about recipes and keeping them. Can't be losing recipes. The Big 12 has decided they're not going to do a college football preseason poll.
Big 10, too, by the way.
Which is a staple of the college football summer. I live for a league preseason poll. You know what I love to do? Put that chip on your shoulder. Everybody other than the team that's number one is unhappy because you're mad about one team that's in front of you. Like if you're K-State, how is Iowa State ahead of us? If you're Kansas, I don't think Kansas is going to be the preseason number one in basketball this year.
Houston.
How do they put Arizona ahead of us? We're getting rid of the preseason polls? Come on now.
I will say this. I kind of get it because polls are poisoning voters, and we live in a world where Arizona State, I think, got punished for being preseason not looked at like one of those teams. And now we won't have any of that conversation because there's no preseason poll.
Yeah, but that's just in the individual
and That's my problem with the voting process, not the league.
Yeah, I agree with you on a national basis, but this needs to, again, be something that is uniform. Part of the problem with college football is things are not uniform. Then nobody should have a college preseason poll. There shouldn't be an AP poll then.
I agree.
No team has a name or number by them until we get to the playoff. Because
yes,
you're right.
I agree. Yes. To answer your question, yes, I want that.
Because you're right. The perception of how people feel about you in June absolutely carries you through the rest of the season. And we still feel that way in December about teams. Absolutely. So I'm with you. We either are going to do it or we're not doing it. But like most of college football, we're half in, half out. Some conferences want to do it. Some conferences don't want to do it. I like the preseason polls. They're just fun to argue about.
I think they're fun for our job, but I think we are going to see them go away because, to your point, it works both ways. There's going to be a time in October where I don't know who the surprise college football is going to be this year. There's going to be some Indiana-type team. They're always an Indiana type team.
For sure.
And you know what people are going to say? Well, preseason, they were picked eighth in the Big Ten, so how good could they even possibly be? And that's going to be annoying. And the inverse, I'll use A&M as an example. A&M is going to go 6-6. And you know what's going to happen? Some team's going to beat them. They're like, well, they were preseason top 10, so clearly they have the talent.
For sure.
No, the 6-6 is what matters.
We do that every year. Yeah, we do that.
Texas will beat them in Austin and be like, well, that's actually a good win because preseason we thought they were good.
100%. We love to do that. There's no question. We love to do that. I mean, we beat them week three. They were ranked seventh. Okay, well.
Well, they finished 5-7.
What does it matter that they were ranked seventh in week three? No, it does not matter. In really any sense, no, it does not matter that is the case. I just wanted to share that with you guys, that they are making the decision that they are going to get rid of the Big 12 preseason poll. Before we get out of here, let's talk really quickly about Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey has made the decision that he's going to go to work. Ace Bailey was at Rutgers. He got drafted by the Utah Jazz. And there were some questions about what he is going to do. He has now said that he will be there on Monday. They get ready for summer league. They do all that. Ace Bailey is going to go to work. This is the right decision. There was only one decision. There's only one decision. You have to go to work. There's no other option. There's no other. This is not the way you want to start your career. You were in the headlines right now as an NBA player for all of the wrong reasons. This is not the reason people should be discussing you. People that didn't know who you were now know you for being what appears to be a malcontent. This is not the first impression you want to make. First impressions are very lasting. We were just talking about preseason polls. That's your first impression of a college football team, is what the media thinks of you and how you are going to be. So this is the right decision. Get out of the headlines. Go have a good weekend in summer league. You know how this works. The top guys are only going to play that first weekend anyway.
go play well in those two games, sit down for the rest of the summer, keep working on your game, and be ready to play well for the Utah Jazz this year. This was the only plan.
I actually think this was his second impression, because for the NBA hardcores, his first impression was he was trying to maneuver and manipulate the workout so that he didn't even get seen by the teams he didn't want to play for, as if those teams don't have video of his time at Rutgers.
I actually think that happens a little bit more than what we think.
His was very public.
No, I'm with you. I think it was the amount of teams in which he did it for, because I was just reading a story about Steph Curry. Steph wanted to get drafted by the Knicks, so he didn't work out for the Warriors, hoping the Warriors wouldn't take him. He would then be available at 8, and then he would go to the New York Knicks. Obviously, that's not what happened. Steph Curry has gone on to have one of the greatest careers in NBA history with the Warriors, but excuse me. I actually think that not wanting to work out for specific teams to kind of control where you're going to go, I think that happens way more than we think. It just doesn't get publicized. His was bad because
–
and he was doing it for, like, the number two team in the draft. Like, wait, hold on. Like,
that's true.
You don't want to go work out for the San Antonio Spurs? They have the second overall pick. I think that's why it became such a big deal.
That you're probably right. It is probably happening way more than we think. It is probably commonplace in the sport. The problem with Ace Bailey was, hey, right, it's he had a whole list. Won't work out here. Don't want to get drafted here. You're like, what? How? Why are you turning down work? So I think with Steph Curry is different because the Knicks and, like, I believe the Warriors picked 6th that year. So, like, it was like the next pick. Ace Bailey was like, if you're in the top 10 and you're not in New Orleans, don't even talk to me. That was the mistake he made. So now, you're right, go to work. Play well in Utah, and you could become a fan favorite and bury all this. Let him be a bust. And those dozen Utah Jazz fans, they will crush him forever.
So we are here at Reisselman Nissan. Tomorrow they have a car show. They're going to have hot rods, hot dogs, and hot burgers. Come out here. Come say hi. They've been great to us today. They're selling Nissans. Get yourself a Rogue, a Pathfinder. You were looking at the Murano. That Murano is kind of nice, man.
They're not a bad-looking car at all. They have great deals out here.
It is absolutely nice. When's the music going to start playing? I feel like I'm crazy. When's the music start playing? I'm not ready to get off work. I know the music. I know the show very well. I'm sitting there wondering, where the music coming? James, where the music coming? What's going on right now?
Look at the there.
I'm sitting here like, wait, I know the show. I look at the clock. I'm like, hey, music's supposed to be playing. What's going on? I don't know what's happening. Hey, James, man, great stuff today. Rob, I appreciate you. We're out of here. I'm assuming we don't have Daniel Craig, but ladies and gentlemen, this is the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.